A Story by Gail E. Haley. Many African stories, whether or not they're about Kwaku Anansi, the Spider-Man, are called spider stories. This story is about how that came to be. Spider stories tell how small, defenseless men or animals outwit others and succeed against great odds. These stories crossed the Atlantic Ocean in the cruel ships that delivered slaves to the Americas. Their descendants still tell some of these stories today. Anansi has become Anansi in the Caribbean Isles, while he survives as Aunt Nancy in the southern United States. You will find many African words in this story. If you listen carefully, you can tell what they mean by the sounds. At times, words and phrases are repeated several times. Africans repeat words to make them stronger. For example, so small, so small, so small means very, very, very small. This story begins as do many African stories. We do not really mean that what we are about to say is true. A story, let it come, let it go. Once, O small children round my knee, there were no stories on earth to hear. All the stories belonged to Niame, the sky god. He kept them in a golden box next to his royal stool. Anansi, the Spider-Man, wanted to buy the sky god's stories. So he spun a web up to the sky. When the sky god heard what Anansi wanted, he laughed. The price of my stories is that you bring me Osebo, the leopard of the terrible teeth. Mboro, the hornet who stings like fire. And Mwatia, the fairy whom men never see. Anansi bowed and answered, I shall gladly pay the price. Chee-chee-chee, chuckled the sky god. How can a weak old man like you, so small, so small, so small, pay my price? But Anansi merely climbed down to earth to find the things that the sky god demanded. Anansi ran along the jungle path, yirdi, 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 till he came to Osebo, the leopard of the terrible teeth.
Oh-ho, Anansi, said the leopard. You are just in time to be my lunch.